Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh my goodness, it is amazing. You know, within the first day that I started taking the three capsules, I felt a difference in my energy level. I've never had anything hit me that quickly. I take a walk every day because I have enough energy now to take a walk. And I ran into a neighbor. She was asking me, "What in the world have you been doing? You look wonderful. You're losing weight and you look great and your color is just wonderful." And I said, "It's this product." And I told her all about it. So it's an amazing product, and God bless you for coming up with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe The Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer. Because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Welcome, Kate Daly Show here at your service, and I've got Uncle Milty. Yes, my site is down. There's no reason for it. You'll go to the site. There's no content there. They're working on it. They've been working on it for 24 hours, but there's absolutely zero reason for it. So we're trying to figure that one out. And you can still go to SoundCloud. You can listen to the podcast under The Kate Daly Show. And anyway, it's frustrating, but we're working hard. I've got 2 people on it right now. Chris Ann Hall is joining the show. She joins us every Thursday, our constitutional attorney and expert and honest, amazing girl. So let me just tell you, I love Chris Ann Hall and I love what you're doing out there in educating. In fact, you can go to the Chris Ann Hall Show. You can check out her podcast and her wonderful university. I love you. You know that. How are you, Chris Ann?
I am fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say, I have never been more encouraged about the future of America than I am right now.
Okay.
And that's not sarcasm. That's not, you know, that's not, I'm not trying to be ironic. I'm actually being truthful. And the reason is victory always comes at the hand of a battle. And we can only move up when we realize that we're already down. And for so long, Americans have been sitting and thinking that everything is okay, waiting for the Trump savior, waiting for this legislator savior, Congress, somebody, the Supreme Court savior, and we're running out of temporal saviors. So for me, that's a good thing, because when people run out of other people to do what they're supposed to do themselves, people will get educated, they'll get organized, they'll get activated, and their love for America will make them persistent.
Amen.
And, amen. And
that's the formula for victory right there, a victory that cannot be defeated.
Now, I love what you just said. And part of that, you have a documentary. Will you at least mention that?
Yeah, so our documentary is called Noncompliant, and we wanted it to be released in January, but we also wanted it to be perfect. So we are a few days behind, but it's not going to be much longer now. We have a second trailer that's out now that's available on my YouTube channel. And it's really funny because I have a 14-year-old who's big into superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second trailer is what my son described as the Chris Ann Hall backstory.
Love it.
And he he watched the second trailer. He's like, oh my gosh, this guy could make a doorknob have a great backstory. And I was like, oh, way to keep your mom humble.
Thanks. You gotta love our kids. They do keep us humble. So, all right, I'm loving that you did that non-compliant documentary. So, and this is the way. This is the way we're gonna.
Noncompliantmovie.com, by the way.
Okay.
Noncompliantmovie.com. It is a nonprofit movie, so we need donations. We need people to partner with us, and every donation that helps make this a reality is a tax deduction.
Excellent. Excellent. Talk to us about the impeachment, the crazy show trial, like Ron Paul said, impeachment.
Yeah, see, I don't even think we should be allowed to use the word trial in the same sentence with what's happening here.
Hmm.
This is a farce. It's absolutely. I did the show yesterday, and I was just, I watched some of it yesterday, and I was just flaming mad. I couldn't, as a prosecutor, I was morbidly insulted. As an attorney, knowing what courtrooms look like, I was just distressed because my thought was, how many Americans are going to walk away from this thinking that this is what a trial looks like, and this is how you actually present evidence? I mean, they kept using terms like guilty and evidence, and none of it is like that. They're not calling a single witness. Every single video is doctored, by the way, edited to manipulate, and there's nobody who's actually presenting the witness, video with credibility. There's nobody that's offering any kind of chain of command. There's nothing that makes this information rise to the level of evidence. And they keep talking about it like that. It's just, I can't even put the label of hearsay on it, because even hearsay has to arise. What they're showing has to rise to the level to be hearsay. It doesn't even do that.
Chris Ann, why is it that, who made the rules for this type of trial that when they do something like that, the other side can't object?
You know, here's the thing. Because our founders believed that the rules, the standard procedure and the language and the explanation of what it was would dictate the rules and procedures that would be used. I actually have an article on my website, Hamilton Puts the Impeachment Idiots to Shame or something, Fools to Shame or something. You know me, I like to stick people in the eye because it just makes me mad. But it's an essay that outlines and explains Federal 65, where Alexander Hamilton specifically has a purpose of showing people that impeachment is not a political process. It is a criminal process. It's not to try people for their political beliefs. It is to try people for bribery, treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. And this whole argument that this is supposed to be a political proceeding and not a criminal proceeding is absolutely contrary to everything that our founders said. And what's disturbing to me is I'm hearing people, actually heard yesterday somebody say that it was a political hearing and not actual trial, whom I thought was a conservative where many, many Christian conservatives run to for their quote-unquote constitutional expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just stunned to hear this man say that, because he's supposed to be the guy who is the scholar on our founders. I mean, he's not a lawyer, but he's supposed to be a scholar on our founders. And I was stunned, actually speechless, because our founders were so clear that this is a criminal procedure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's baffling.
And even if it's not a criminal procedure, Donald Trump is not charged with a political speech. Donald Trump is being accused of a crime. Incitement is a crime, and it has criminal elements. And by the way, I was reading CNN today where they said, here's the 3 points that you need to understand for Donald Trump's conviction by the Senate. And they just totally make crap up. They're calling it incitement, but they have 3 random elements that don't even exist in law. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here's the problem, Kate.
Okay.
This is the problem. people walk away think this is a trial. Mm-hmm. People walk away think this is the definition of incitement. And now we have a court of political opinion with the power to destroy people's lives, and the rest of us are going to be destroyed in the system that we allow to be enabled by this process.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is how the Maoist communists destroy a liberty in the name of socialism. This right here is taken from the Maoist communist playbook step by step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's not enough words. I can't express enough. We've talked about it on the show. It's astounding what's happening, and nothing seems to be stopping it. You know, the New York Times came out with a piece about going after conservatives. They're demonizing conservatives. That's the whole reason for this impeachment.
The whole reason for this trial is to establish a persecution standard to sweep through the nation. And now you've got Netflix, Hollywood, and Will Smith teaming up to make an abomination. They've made this they call it a documentary. It's nothing more than a disinformation propaganda film to tell people that the 14th Amendment defines citizens as nothing at all.
Wow.
In the trailer, it actually implies that black people and women are not offered equal citizenship.
Okay. And they're doing this in a documentary.
By the way, if you want to hear about this, I'm talking about this on my show tonight. So 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight,
okay,
I will be talking about this video on this new Netflix film on my show.
ChrisAnnHall.com. I mean, it's very strange. You know, my website's down for no apparent reason. And one can't help but wonder, you know, what is coming this year for people like us, those that are speaking out, and for you and all the education you do. They're very afraid that people would be educated in the Constitution.
Oh, it's terrifying to them because the education undermines everything that they do.
Yeah. And what are we going to do about this? By the way, I just wanted to mention with churches in California, because I know we only have about a minute, but Amy didn't come through for religious liberty, did she?
No. And what's disturbing is, yes, it's a victory for this church in California, but it's not a victory overall.
Right.
Amy Coney Barrett actually said that it's okay for a state government to limit churches as long as the same limits apply to businesses. I'm sorry. My constitution in Florida and my U.S. constitution don't talk about my inalienable right to attend Walmart. But they do talk about my inalienable right to worship my God according to the dictates of my conscience. They are not equal, and they cannot be put on an equal platform and maintain liberty.
Amen.
And you called this. You said this was going to happen with her.
I did.
With Amy.
I did.
Barrett. All right. Chris Ann Hall. Go to ChrisAnnHall.com. Catch the show tonight. You can get it on podcast too. Chris Ann Hall, thank you.
And God bless.
Yep. Thank you for what you're doing. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show, so don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls too. 888-673-1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Daly Show. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall for coming on, and I really appreciate what she's doing out there. I mean, it's a feat. She's out there educating daily, every day. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she travels as much as she does. I'd go nuts. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're going to be needing to shore up conservative radio. We're going to be needing to, if Trump... if Trump took his money and invested it, even part of it, just part of it, into shoring up some kind of medium where people could be, anyone with that kind of cash or almost that kind of cash, you've got to put it into true Fourth Estate. You have got to make sure it lands in media. If we don't have media educating, we don't have media telling the tale, pointing out what lies we get daily, then we're screwed. We truly are, because you can't get any information out. And so the biggest thing we can do right now is shore up radio, shore up the conservatives that are out there talking. There was a piece on NBC News, and this was the headline. Biden raises concerns with Chinese president in first official phone call. I'm sorry, but this was not his first phone call with China. They should have said with his 1,000th phone call from China and getting a directive on how to run the country. This was, you know what? They're so lockstep that now we're seeing, like Susan said yesterday, we're starting to see the internal structures being penetrated by China. We're really realizing for the first time how embedded China is.
They did cover themselves when they said the first official phone call. All the others were unofficial.
It's amazing. They sat and talked about climate change. You know all that climate change,
yeah,
right?
They talked about it. They had a big laugh mm-hmm. over how much money it's going to make them.
Sure. Jeez Louise. So we're going to see a lot more of the presence of China, which we already knew this. We've talked about this at great length for a long time, but they will go to every length to protect China in everything China does. I don't know how or where you guys are at on hope, but I'm glad that Chris Ann Hall said what she said, because that is true. When you start to hit bottom, you can only go up. There's only going to be a craving for more of an education in this country. And I'm really, really happy about that. And we have to always keep that in mind. Even when this show is talking about things that can be detrimental to us, we also have to realize that we do have great advantages to fighting this. And we also have to realize that people will start to look for solutions, and in lawsuits and like Pam Popper I had on the show, just all kinds of things going on around the country where people, the majority of the country feels the way you and I do. We're the majority. You just don't know that. Even watching the impeachment nonsense, you don't see it, but we are the majority. That I know. So there is going to be a war on radio. We actually talked about this when we thought Hillary was going to be in office. Ooh, I just shuddered when I said that mm-hmm. that name. But that also the same thing. We knew that radio was going to be under attack because she had voiced it. She had said that we're going to take out conservative radio and it'll be an end to that. It'll be interesting to see how they do it. A lot of corporations own those shows, though.
Yeah. You know, they just don't want any competition. CNBC put mm-hmm. out a story today, mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. that basically says that four, you know, anonymous people familiar with the president's President Trump's condition when he had COVID, supposedly, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. was far worse than the public was told. And he was very close to even being put on a ventilator before they took him from the White House to Walter Reed Hospital. Now, over a period of 3 days, he never looked that sick to me, and we saw him every day.
Right.
So it's not like we didn't see him for 2 weeks and he was deathly ill. We saw him every day. And yet this story just came out today. What is the reason for that story? And why don't they want anybody to be able to refute it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. It's just like the quote unquote trial. Nobody can refute. It's just like critical race theory. You're not allowed to debate it. You're not allowed to refute it. You're not allowed a thing. You just have to go along with it. Everything is by force. I can't even imagine having a conscience, being an American, and saying that you're a liberal progressive in this country, or saying that you are going along with this and cheering it on. I can't even imagine it.
So along with the lie, about the President Trump's condition, they also stated in the article that Biden, 2 days before the president disclosed he had COVID, Biden handily beat him in the debate.
Wow. There's so much today that I want to talk about. You know, I want to mention this because I thought this was such an interesting piece. And this was a, you know, third-party doctor, right? A Greek doctor who came out who was comparing the Russian vaccine to our vaccine. There's a lot of articles today talking about how they are urgently trying to get this to you because you're all clamoring for it. That's not the case. But they keep telling you that's the case. And so the more articles I see on that horrible gene-altering shot, Dimitrios Kavelas and Hat Tip Investigator Dave for telling me about this doctor, this fine doctor, professor of clinical pharmacology at the Aristotle University in Greece. And he raised three big questions about the new technology, about the vaccines that Pfizer says is a vaccine. And he considered the Russian one, which he said is old technology, which means it's more vaccine-based technology, safe and without serious side effects. And he said, with the COVID-19 pandemic showing its teeth, the world community is eagerly awaiting this vaccine that will rid the pandemic. Although, by the way, you'll never be rid of the mask. Doesn't matter if you vaccinate, doesn't matter. You will wear two masks, according to the CDC now, right? Give me a break. Anyway, so he said the scientific community was studying two types of vaccines that are ready for use. The Russian one that came from the Gamaleya Institute, known as a conventional vaccine. He identified this. And then he said, and then they had Pfizer and Moderna, which is characterized as genetic type shots. Okay. And then he said this was really interesting. He said the Sputnik V is a vaccine of old technology, and it's what we've always done. They use two different types of viruses, which are harmless to humans. They use two types of viruses that are harmless. And when you put them together, they give what we call a chimerical product. So they make antibodies, right? And he said he was voicing what he was saying about this one. He said, on the other hand, the Pfizer gene-altering shot is a different technology. He said it's a product that he cannot describe as a vaccine in the classic sense of the word. He said Pfizer has made a product. I really can't describe it because it's not a vaccine. It's something completely new. This product is essentially a synthetic artificial coronavirus RNA, a sequence of RNA bases, which when given to the body, it will enter and be integrated into our cells. It will start working as a messenger RNA and then make protein synthesis in our own cells and our own proteins to be produced in antigenic information, which can stimulate the production of antibodies in our body. he goes, theoretically, people will think it's ideal. But he said, suddenly, you know, you have two companies that jumped into the fray to do this and you have a very unknown outcome. He said, now they say that they found a way to put it into the cells, this RNA transfer, without a vector, without a virus, something harmful, and we do not know exactly what it does. This is a doctor speaking out from Greece, saying that this is not a vaccine. And as these stories start to pile up and as doctors from around the world are speaking out, I thank this kind doctor for saying what he said in the press. And this was on Greek Times, you know, all over, but we don't get this kind of news. And remember I told you when we're looking at news sources, we have to kind of go around the world because you can't get anything here anymore.
No,
you can't.
We get actually better information from other countries now.
It's really pathetic. But I wanted you guys to know that you might hear us say this, and then you say, well, Kate, you know, you might do your homework, but do you really know? Because my doctor said it's a vaccine. Your
right.
doctor's told it's a vaccine. Your doctor then turned around and told you it was a vaccine. But there are plenty of wonderful doctors out there that that are coming out and questioning this. So I thank them for doing this.
I know a doctor that says it's not a vaccine.
Yeah, there you go. So if there's any question, why would you take this into your body? Why? Why would you do it? The U.S. patent 650-6148-B2. Hat tip, Mike. Thank you. Human nervous system manipulation through your computer and TV. How wonderful. You know, we are more sci-fi tech, more, we have really gone down the road of all the things you would have seen in a Minority Report 2 movie. The next chapter of Minority Report. We're already there, yet we have a hard time contemplating where we're really at in America. Why do you think? Why do you think it's so hard for us to go, what? We really are at that point? I don't know. I don't know what's going to shake us.
People are more, they're more comfortable believing that this is a cure than to believe it's not and that we're still in danger of the virus. That's killing 0.06%
of the public. 0.01. No, it was 1.5, they said. And that's with all their fake numbers stuff, from all the other illnesses total. Yeah. So, he pointed out some really wonderful facts about what Pfizer and Moderna are doing. And I hope people take this into account, and I hope they're listening. And I hope all the clips we played on the show where they've talked about it, they've admitted it. Yesterday they said two masks based on a lab study, not a real world study. And they made that point. The CDC made that point when they came out in their little news conference because they couldn't have done it on real people. You know why? Because we have too much immunity going on. We have an immune system. So they had to do it in a lab. And all they showed was breath coming out of one human head, fake head, to another fake bust of a head, and said, oh, see, air travels. You need to wear two masks. That's what they, that's the whole report.
Yeah. And it wasn't actually air. It had to be heavier than air because it had to be a mist of some kind to show.
You're right. So they could show what, particles.
Air
right?
didn't show.
No. And that, and they actually made a point of it. Why do you think they had to make that point? We have a whole year of mask wearing that they could have gleaned from. Why do you think they had to do it in a lab with fake human heads exerting whatever solution they put in them? See? Smoke and mirrors, my friends. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah? Singing this will be the day that I die. Before we go there, balance of nature. If you haven't eaten 31 fruits and vegetables today, you might want to invest in balance of nature. I can't imagine a better supplement right now and we'll talk about this with Biden declaring more of a war on our food supply. Is he going to be manipulating a famine? He's telling growers not to grow. You know, our fruits and vegetables, those the nutrients we get from those, which our diet really should be a lot of fruits and vegetables a day, but we're not getting that. So make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you order double. You could even order triple amounts of it. Have it in your storage. Yep. I am telling you, have it in your storage. I feel deeply about this, but when you go to balanceofnature.com, put in Kate on the code, you'll get 35% off and free shipping.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, I used to, the first thing is I made a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Now the first thing I do is reach for my balance of nature fruits.
There you go.
And veggies.
See, I know.
It's amazing.
It does. It gives you the energy. It's really great, and really those nutrients are so necessary, and you need them. You should be taking a food supplement. If you're not, and I would absolutely order extra. I would. I'd have it in my arsenal. I'd have it in my cupboard.
At this point in time, that's probably the best food storage you can do. Basically, what it is the same freeze-dried food that you can buy in those big 2-gallon containers in a little tablet.
Yes.
That's easy to carry, easy to keep with you.
It stores.
I would put money into that before I'd buy the freeze-dried Whole Foods.
Right. I would too.
Yeah.
No, it's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer. Absolutely. And let me just tell you, so worth it. But when I was looking at that article about Biden and his desire to maybe even pay farmers to not grow, is he declaring a war on the food supply? What are we doing to our food production? So he's ordering the Department of Agriculture to pursue a zero growth policy, placing restrictions on grocery stores, restaurants, meatpacking plants. We already have a shortage of fertilizer, and which would cause, of course, less crops to grow. Yes, less yields and prices to rise, but there's a lot more to this story. That's why I'm like, we are in trouble with our food supply.
A shortage of fertilizer. Huh? Mm-hmm. Did the cows quit pooping?
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I've been amazed at the lumber shortage. To buy furniture is 6 months out. To build a home is difficult.
You know, this is way off the beam.
Yeah.
But I read an article yesterday that said researchers have found that trees actually have a heartbeat that pumps their fluids up and down them.
Interesting.
They never noticed it before because it's not like our heartbeat, so many beats a minute.
Right.
It's like one beat every 3 or 4 hours.
Ooh, weird.
And the whole tree expands and contracts and expands and contracts. But over a long period of time, it's hardly noticeable. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. Wow. You know, we don't, here's the deal. Move out of the cities. Make sure you're near farms. Make sure you make friends with the people that own those farms.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have a food supply. Now, after doing this for almost a decade, I have to say this. Now, we've been saying this for a long time. Okay. I mean, I remember Ron Paul saying this 20 years ago. And so there could be a lot of cynics out there that go, oh, we've heard this. Yeah, food supply. I did it. And then it just sat in my cupboard. Okay. I get that. I'm very careful when doing stories because this is not a low-hanging fruit, I can't wait to make you very, very afraid kind of show. We really aren't. That's really not our style. And I don't like that kind of thing. So this is not amped up on fear. But if you look at history, you look at the Holodomor. What did they do? They manufactured a famine slowly. When you look at history and the choices they made to control, and then you look at what's going on right now in this show trial banana republic that we have going on, where everything is not even hearsay, like Chrisanne said, it's just innuendo and what I think Trump was thinking, I mean, kind of trial. And you see the kind of control that they want to impose. Look at how many executive actions have happened, and it's been, 20 days? I mean, this is insane. So when you're looking at all of this and you know the direction they want to go in, why would they not make the same choices that have been made before as a trial run for what they would like to do to us? And that's why I say this is the time to really be thinking ahead, where I really do believe this will help you. And help me. And so I'm really taking a lot of time out of my schedule to really look and assess what can help us as far as storage and what we can do. And when people message me from all over the country, my first thing is, do you live in a city? Get out. Why are you there? I think the cities are in danger. I think the cities, I wouldn't want to be in a city right now.
Well, The problem with cities is it's too easy for the government to encase them, basically, and then use them as the example of how everybody else needs to behave.
Right, right.
Or this is how we're going to punish you.
Right. But, I mean, you're basically locked in. It's a very large prison, because if you can't get near a food source, but then you don't have food coming into grocery stores and all these kinds of things. I mean, we all found out really easily in the lockdown of this nation what can happen. The shortages, the crazy shortages, I'll give you that, but shortages, right?
If you don't live in an area where there's acres and acres and acres and acres upon acres of empty land and water available, where you could start producing enough food to feed your community, you're in trouble.
Right. So I'd love to know what you're doing to help yourself. Because the reason I say that is, number one, you look at medicines and food and all these things and you think, what could they come up with next on control? Well, okay, Maluka honey comes out of New Zealand. I have Maluka honey. Maluka honey is a great antibiotic. Natural antibiotic. You can put it on toast every morning, okay? There are a lot of things, and you need to get the high concentration of Maluka because it's a certain kind of honey. It's unlike other kinds. And so when you're looking at things like this, I'm looking ahead because honey lasts forever. Honey lasts for a long time. So do you have a natural antibiotic on your shelf? Because look at what's going on with the medical community. Look at what they were able to harness. Look at what they were able to do in some of these remedies that they knew were beneficial, right? For cold and flu.
I just bought a book about all the herbal remedies.
See? Very interesting to have a tangible book, not an electronic book from Kindling, but the book burning of America, but to actually have it in your hands. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milton.
Hi
there.
Really interesting conversation. And just, you know, over the last year, just I've been prompted, even before everything went in the shortage arena, to just make sure that we could do as much off the grid as possible.
Right.
And so, you know, gardening and whatnot, and really prepping land so that you can harvest all year long. And so, you know, you need to think about how do I keep, and in St. George it's easier, but in the colder places, you know, how do I keep a garden next to my house? And so maybe I can vent some of that heat from my house into the garden. I can have a garden year round type of a thing.
Right.
You know, my grandparents were always telling us, there's going to come a time where you're going to have to doctor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's,
you know,
so true.
Keeping all of those different things on hand and knowing what the pioneers did, knowing that, you know, they used the whole, for example, the whole chicken. So you use the bone broth of that chicken, and that is an excellent source of collagen, and it helps your immune system. It builds up all of that awesomeness with your immune system that way. And eating, and I know a lot of people, we don't do this anymore, but, you know, eating liver. Liver is one of those things that is an amazing way to help your body get all of those amino acids and really help yourself rejuvenate.
Yes.
So a lot of, look to our pioneers, and we have a lot of great pioneer ancestry, and I know it's got to be,
and we're all,
in a lot of people's cookbooks.
Sure. I mean, we're all over the place right now, and so wherever you're listening to this show from, city-wise, whether you're in a city, whether you're in the cold, whether you're in the heat, there's a way to farm, there is a way to have some, to grow, and I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for that. There is a way to grow something.
Yep.
And there's lots of kits. There's lots of things that you can grow herbs with. And I think, honestly, like you said, Uncle Milty, get those books.
Yeah.
Get those books.
No, there are really helpful books out there
that
talk about these things. You know, like we learned, you know, we learned a lot from the Native Americans when we came to America.
Yes.
Some of their medicinal properties of what they knew about different things. And how they didn't waste anything. They used to rub their skin down with bear grease to keep their skin healthy.
Hmm.
I mean, they did a lot of interesting things. You know, now we buy it in a jar and
we do.
Not bear grease. Not bear grease. But some artificial
hey, whatever floats
way
your boat,
to
man.
Humidify your... okay. I like bear grease.
I'm sure. I don't even want a visual, but thank you. I just think that more attention to this. We'll be doing more shows on this. Food storage techniques. What are you doing wrong? What are you doing right? How do you start on $200? What can you do for $25? You know, I think that the more resourceful we become, the more power we have.
Yep.
And when you can do things yourself, make things, know how to make things, we have moved away from that society. I put up a meme that talked about how there were that the colleges actually in the United States for about 40 years there in the 1900s were teaching women how to be a mom, how to take care of a baby, how to do all these things.
Yep.
And it went by the wayside because feminism, radical feminism. And so if all you want to learn is, I don't know, how to get a butch haircut and wear combat boots, that's great. But what happened to teaching women how to be better women? And when you talk about a powerful woman, you want to see a powerful woman, look at a woman that's raising a family. I'll give you power.
Yeah.
And no, she doesn't have a pair of boots on. No, she is, this is honestly the situation that we have is we're not being taught any of these things anymore. Our kids aren't being taught home ec. I mean, I remember home ec.
Yep.
Totally different, than anything we have today. Do you remember the dad that did the videos during COVID and he did how to change a tire, uh-huh. how to do all those things? And I thought, good for you.
Well,
awesome.
You know, you talk about home ec, but mm-hmm. the boys had shop.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
We learned how to change tires, how mm-hmm. to tune up your engine, how to do this, how to do that. I took 2 years of that.
Sure. Sure.
You know?
My boys did, but it's not everywhere. It's not everywhere.
No.
They're taking those programs out. But I just feel like there's not a lot that we know how to do anymore. I learned how to sew when I was in middle school. And I actually took extracurricular sewing classes, and it was a benefit. I knew how to do a button. I mean, there are things that we must know how mm-hmm. to do.
I learned that from my grandmother.
From your grandmother?
My grandmother taught me how to sew.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, she said, you're going to need this.
Yeah.
At least until you have a wife that knows how to do it.
There you go. There you go. I'm guilty of doing too much cooking for my boys. So they're going to be joining me in the kitchen more because they need to know. They need to know how to cook and they don't. And it's embarrassing. But I love to cook. So I'm always in the kitchen and, you know.
No, if a man doesn't know how to cook, he's in big trouble.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Caller, you got 30. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say you got 30 seconds, but you can call back in the next hour.
Destined to TV dinners.
Jeez. Yikes. I was going to, the sodium. I was going to extend this into the next hour. And if you'd like to call up, please do 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear from you on what you're doing to be resourceful with what Biden's plans are. That will greatly affect our agriculture. Bill Gates buying up land. I don't trust that man as far as I can throw him. He hasn't done anything really good for our society if you really look under the hood. It's all smoke and mirrors. So we need to be doing a lot right now to kind of shore up what I think is coming. And I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Uncle Milty, of course, greatest co-host ever. I got to give you some kind of award. I got to think about that. Anyway, isn't he amazing?
I have an idea.
I bet. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.